You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
As New Zealand begins reverting our decades-long ingrained car dependency, planners and researchers have been looking at ways to make urban spaces better urban spaces here locally. I spoke to Dr. Tom Logan, a civil systems engineering lecturer at the University of Canterbury, about the idea of the 15-minute city and New Zealand's progress towards creating better high-density living. What is the 15-minute city goal?
Well, essentially, the 15-minute city goal is the idea that residents have access to everything that they need within a 15-minute walk or bike of their homes.
What would the benefits of this type of density be?
Actually, there are a ton, and the most obvious one is in terms of sustainability, but it's far more than that. So in terms of sustainability, it's basically a type of urban design that reduces our reliance and dependence on cars. So if you can walk and bike everywhere, then we reduce our carbon footprint. But in addition to that, because we're walking and cycling everywhere, we have better health, so better physical health, but also better mental health. So it reduces the stress on our healthcare system. And then in terms of living in these places that are more connected, there are benefits in terms of what's called social capital or social cohesion. Just because you're interacting with your neighbours more and people you live with or live nearby. And that's really important for things like for response to natural disasters. And we saw that in Christchurch, how social capital was really important after the earthquake. So a ton of benefits. And I guess last but not least, in terms of the economic benefits, it just means that you've got lots more vibrancy. So people are shopping at cafes or stores. There's more people on the streets, so they're safer. People are more prepared to be out later, that kind of stuff.
Where has the 15-minute goal been taken up?
It's increasingly being taken up around the world. The term of the 15-minute city or neighbourhood came about from Paris when the mayor of Paris announced that they wanted to become a 15-minute city in the middle of COVID, because, of course, everyone became much more familiar with their neighbourhoods when we were all locked down. But it was the idea was around before that with places like Melbourne. They called themselves a 20-minute city, but that meant like a 20-minute return journey, so 10 minutes there, 10 minutes back. Portland and Oregon had aspirations similar, and that has been picked up around the world post-COVID as people are looking for a green recovery to revitalising their cities and their economies.
Your recent research project was looking into New Zealand's urban centres. How far off are we from reaching this high-density goal?
Wellington is doing really well. Some of our other cities have a little bit of work to do. Wellington had a high percentage, I think, in the near the 70s, percent of its residents living within 10 minutes of the essential amenities that we were looking at. But then there were other centres like Queenstown, for example, that was not so flash, and that's basically being driven by the urban the sprawl into our agricultural areas and our more rural areas on the fringes of our cities.
What could councils be doing more of to reach this?
So one of the key things is recognising the value of urban density, and that's when especially the Christchurch City Council has kind of turned it into a bit of a boogeyman, not the council themselves, the councillors, and with the rejection of the National Policy Statement on Urban Development. And that was in response to a small subset of residents basically saying that density is akin to daylight robbery, which I appreciate the term. But if we do density well and promote this kind of walking and cycling where you have green spaces, you make sure that sunlight permeates the streets, you turn streets into places where people can spend time, not just areas for cars. Those are some of the key things that we need to be doing to revitalise many of our inner cities and our towns. So there are co-benefits with density, co-benefits for that improved accessibility, that health, that sustainability.
That was Dr. Tom Logan from Canterbury University speaking about urban density in New Zealand.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.